Welcome back. I'm Ian Masters, and this is Background Briefing, available 24/7 at ianmasters.com. And joining us now from Washington, D.C. is Taran Singh Brar, who is a documentary filmmaker and political activist who is based in Orange County, California. He has erected a giant inflatable chicken bearing a distinct resemblance to President Donald Trump near the White House in Washington, D.C. Welcome to Background Briefing, Taran Singh Brar.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
And the chicken, of course, is getting a lot of attention. Are you there by the chicken at the moment?
Currently, the chicken is not up. The permit was for yesterday, so now he's all deflated in the back of my U-Haul.
I see. So tell me about how you got the permit and how you got the chicken and just walk us through what happened yesterday.
Sure. So yesterday was a culmination of about 4 months of planning. I had the idea in March while I was organizing Tax Mart Chicago, and I ordered the chickens from there. But it was designed by an American artist and produced in China. And so I ordered a 30-foot version, and I had it in Chicago. I shipped it to D.C. with the idea of inflating it outside the White House. And I studied the camera angles on those broadcast feeds, and I felt like there was a pretty good chance at 30 feet the chicken would pop up into the newscast, and luckily I was right.
Well, it is. Of course, we're radio. I wish we were television for this story. It's huge. Huge. And it has this kind of orange golden coif and a kind of stern look, that sort of Mussolini look that Donald Trump likes to project.
For sure.
So how was it greeted by bystanders there in the nation capital?
Oh, mostly very joyous. I mean, I saw people in Trump shirts taking photos in front of it in a happy way. So I would say 95 to 98% of the reaction was a lot of joy. It's a pretty cute image.
Right. And just in terms of dissent, though, was anybody upset about it?
There are. I could count on one hand how many people have been upset, like verbally said things to me that are kind of nasty. It's just on a small number of people over weeks of inflating these in different areas. And yesterday, one person said, shame on you, this is disrespectful. And, you know, I politely listened and didn't say anything back. But in my mind, that rolled off my shoulders because respect is earned, not given. And Donald Trump launched his political career saying President Obama was born in Kenya with his birth certificate. And then he came down his stairs to launch his presidential campaign and said Mexicans are racist. So I'm not really worried. I mean, he doesn't really deserve respect.
Well, he is certainly somebody that hasn't shown a lot of respect, even for his people closest to him. He's been beating up on his own attorney general and humiliating him in public. And now, of course, he's beating up on the head of the Senate, who is a member of his own party, Mitch McConnell.
Yeah.
So I guess if there is clearly he has a very thin skin. And apparently Alec Baldwin bothers him immensely with his parodies on Saturday Night Live. So any feedback on whether Trump knows about this? I mean, I don't imagine.
I can't imagine he doesn't know with how much it's penetrated the media atmosphere at this point.
Well,
I haven't gotten a call from anyone in the administration yet.
Well, you know, he gets this daily brief from his sort of sycophantic aides telling him how great he is, you know. And if they can't find any real stories about how great he is, Trump himself tweets out fake news about himself from Russian bots and fake people. So it's a very surreal situation.
Yeah, the madman.
So tell me then about how you got hold of this chicken. As you mentioned, it's made in China, and that I guess has a certain irony to it to begin with. what you've been saying in press reports about the chicken is that Donald Trump himself is chicken, and he's chicken because he won't release his tax return. So tell us about what political messages accompanying this a very amusing protest of yours.
Yeah, for sure. We're basically saying that in visual form, we're representing him as the weak and ineffective leader he is. And the message is that, you know, he's too afraid to release his tax returns, too afraid to stand up to Putin, and now he's playing a game of chicken with Kim Jong-un in North Korea. And it's immensely destabilizing, and yet he wants a military parade in D.C. It's incongruous.
And do you think that there is a way to deal with him through this method of satire? Is it? I mean, to my mind, this might well be his Achilles heel, because there's a real paradox about Trump. On the one hand, he insults people and is disgusting and racist and horrible to not just people, but to whole races of people. But at the same time, he craves affection. And more than anything else, he craves the recognition of Hollywood. I mean, he really does have this craving for celebrity status. And so far, only, you know, C and D list celebrities like Scott Baio have shown up in support of him. But I'm absolutely sure that he craves the recognition of the A list celebrities, if not the entire celebrity culture. So I think his Achilles heel is both that craving for respect and affection, even though he's a very hateful person. But I think he's also really vulnerable to ridicule, because he has such an inflated idea of himself. So it seems to me a giant inflated 30-foot-high chicken is a perfect metaphor for his inflated sense of himself.
Yeah, thank you. I think so, too. And we call him Chicken Don. The president is very fond of his campaign insults of Little Marco, Lion Ted, Crooked Hillary. Well, Chicken Don sticks just as well.
And have you heard from anybody from the White House? Is any have the press who covered it? Because I saw a lot of coverage of it, and it's a pretty striking picture, particularly the aerial pictures from the White House. It's sort of halfway between the White House and the National Monument, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. And the 4 months of planning went in. I knew the camera angles, the locations of them, the angles involved, and where I could legally, with my permit, inflate the chicken, and I triangulated them. Just perfectly, I guess, luckily, that so it fell direct line into the sights of those cameras.
And has anybody in the press, you know, coverage that you've noticed, got any kind of statement out of the White House? Is this?
No, as far as I'm concerned, I haven't heard anything. I've been pretty busy myself. People have been sending me some periodic updates, but no official communication as far as not personally. They haven't contacted me directly, nor. I mean, I don't know if they would issue a statement on it, because it would amplify their weakness. So, I mean, they may be holding back.
Well, are you gonna move the Chicken Don down to Bedminster, New Jersey? I mean,
well, people are encouraging me to do it, but you know, I've poured so much of my own money into this, a few thousand bucks, that if someone wants to cover the shipping and whatnot and take good care of it, then sure.
Right. Well, I read somewhere that you crowdfunded to get the money to get to Washington. So did you drive all the way from Orange County to Washington? Or, you know, you said you shipped the chicken.
I shipped the chicken from Chicago to D.C. when I was out there, and then I moved back to Orange County, and I've flown to D.C. three times in the months of planning this operation. And, it's taken I raised the funds for the initial purchase on GoFundMe for Tax Smart Chicago back in April, March. And since then, I really just raised a paltry amount on my GoFundMe, basically nothing. So a lot of this has just been coming out of pocket. But knowing the potency of what we're dealing with, I had faith in it and just kind of kept going.
How did you work with the – it's the National Park Service, right, that gave you the permit?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So,
the National Park Service, yeah.
Yeah, so
I went into their permits office on 900 Ohio Drive Southwest in D.C. They have a trailer for permits. I walked in, checked the board, started building a relationship with them, did a few inflations over the last few weeks in different areas, built a rapport, and got okay from Parks Police and Secret Service.
And nobody objected in any way? There wasn't any, it's overtly political, surely.
Sure. I got a little bit of slow walking from a few people in the bureaucracy, but I was just very persistent and kept showing up. And ultimately, if they slow walk you too much, then they put themselves in legal jeopardy.
So what exactly does the law say on your side? This is considered First Amendment
demonstration.
So this would be like any political group getting a permit to stage a protest. You just happen to be a one-man chicken don show.
Something like that.
And so you get, what happens there? They gave you a really good location, and then you, what, just blow this thing up how does that happen? How do you erect it?
They gave a whole quarter quadrant of the ellipse to, and based on the triangulations of the camera angles, I knew it had to be placed more in that direction, otherwise it'd be blocked by the White House. So they didn't tell me exactly where to go, but they have certain guidelines, like you can't block the Vista sight line from the White House South Portico to Jefferson Memorial. So we didn't. We were to the right a little bit, but not too far right where the White House blocked the chicken.
So just in closing then, are you born here in the United States, or did your parents immigrate?
I'm born in Canada.
You're born in Canada.
I was born in Canada, but raised in North America my whole life. I was raised in Orange County from 1 or 2 years old. Mm-hmm. My parents immigrated from India in the 80s. Mm-hmm. Father is a doctor. Mom is a business executive.
Mm-hmm. And you didn't get any comments about, you know, what's a foreigner doing, making fun of our beloved president?
No, not so much. I mean, like I said, the handful of people over the last few weeks who have been upset enough to make some nasty remarks to me have mostly been trying to tell me that the Vladimir Putin, you know, it sounds like talking to someone who reads InfoWars. They're like, yeah, Vladimir Putin, it's all fake news. I'm like, okay.
Right.
So, right. You know. But yeah, this is their beloved guy. But you know what? Like, he's on the side of white supremacy, and a lot of people are not going to stand for that, and will fight back in legal and peaceful and nonviolent ways.
And what do you think it's going to take to get his tax returns released? Because he really did get away with that. He's gotten away with an awful lot by insulting Mexicans else and Muslims.
Yeah,
but on top of that, the idea that he just brazenly refused to give up his tax returns, which most normal, reasonable people should think is a little suspicious. But he toughed it out, and nobody seemed to be able to do it. Maybe this guy, Mueller, the special prosecutor, already has the tax returns.
There's a
rumor that that's why Trump flipped out and attacked Sessions recently, because his lawyers told him that Mueller probably already had his tax returns. So he's clearly worried about them being released to the public. I don't think that's much of a stretch. So I guess that's, at the end of the day, you're just trying to pile on a little pressure there in that regard.
Oh, yeah, no, for sure. I mean, he needs to be impeached, because the whole world is being held hostage by a madman right now.
Yeah, well, then where's the movement that you're leading? Because I tend to agree with you that this is a really unfortunate aberration that the American people have elected not just an unqualified, ignorant, horrible man, but they've also elected a very dangerous, narcissistic sociopath.
Yeah, I know. It's really irresponsible of the American people to do this. And I like those hats that say, don't blame me, I voted for Hillary, because that's how I feel. I voted for Hillary. Campaigned strongly for it.
Right. But this is not really about him versus her. This is about him being who he is. I mean,
exactly.
Many people think
he's a unique threat.
Yeah.
He's not a normal.
I mean, a lot of people are mad at her for allowing this thing to happen. I'm sure she has pretty sleepless nights thinking about how she blew it. But so it's not really about her anymore. It's about him and the fact that he's got the nuclear codes.
That's exactly right. I mean, I don't see the U.S. military vetoing his launch orders, so it's very scary.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a cheery note to end on.
Well, that's why the chicken brings joy in all this stress, and that's why I'm so grateful for it.
All right. Well, I hope to see it soon. You know, maybe some listeners will send you some money to take it down to Bedminster.
Yeah.
Take it down to Bedminster.
If that's the case, they can go to GoFundMe.com/chicken-march.
Right.
And on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, our handle is @ChickenDonnyBoy. Chicken, D-O-N-N-Y, boy, B-O-Y, Chicken Donny Boy.
Well, I thank you for joining us here today, Taran Singh.
Hey, thank you so much.
And again, I've been speaking with Taran Singh Brah, who is a documentary filmmaker and political activist based in Orange County, California. He erected a giant inflatable chicken that bears a distinct resemblance to President Trump near the White House in Washington, D.C. This has been Background Briefing. I'm Ian Masters. I'd like to thank producer Graham Fitzgibbon. This program is available for podcasting at ianmasters.com. We can also contact me, and I'll be back again with another Background Briefing. Bye for now.